You're waking up to Gino and the Magic Morning Show.
Yes, more full moon readings with psychic medium Sarah Moore from right here in North Conway. That number to text in and be part of the show, 603-356-9145. Before we go back to Sarah, let's check our forecast real quick. Today, mostly sunny with a slight chance of some rain this afternoon, high of 60 degrees. Tonight, mostly cloudy, low of 36. And for tomorrow, your Friday, mostly sunny throughout the day, cloudy in the evening with a slight chance of rain. And it says here, possible snow, high of 51, low of 35. Cloudy right now, 48 here, Settlers Green, Outlet Village, 43 degrees in Berlin and Gorham. Welcoming Sarah Moore back on the air. You know anything about that snow, Sarah? Tell me it isn't true.
No, the answer is no.
Oh, my goodness.
No, I think I almost threw up.
I couldn't believe what I was reading this. Possible snow. It's May 7th.
Stop the madness. Maybe we really are supposed to stay in our houses. And Mother Nature's like, you know what? I'm just going to dump some snow on them.
Right. Between that and the murder hornets, what is going on? It's unbelievable.
It really is.
Oh, my goodness. If you want to book a private session with Sarah, remember you can reach out to her at enlightenedhorizons.com. Still doing some phone readings and all of that to as the pandemic continues. And then, of course, you'll keep us updated if things change when it comes to that front, of course.
Yeah, right now I'm doing phone readings. And as you know, if you're listening to this right now, you know it works.
Yeah.
So you can still book those right through the website. And I think I have my schedule open for office readings the end of June. But if that isn't possible, I'll just either offer a refund, we can reschedule, or you can move it to a phone session.
There you go. Perfect. Again, all those details, enlightenedhorizons.com. And while you're surfing the web, check out northconwaypremier.com, too.
Oh, yeah.
They're the proud sponsors of Full Moon Readings. I do want to mention that Harold ended up texting back and said you were right on the money about his father and himself. So he wanted to thank you so much for that. And also, Lisa from North Conway, she was one of the first ones that we did, said that your reading made her cry, but it's all happy stuff. And she was kind of confused when it comes to what to do with her daughter. So she was happy about the reading.
Oh, good.
So.
Excellent. And I don't remember anything I say.
Right, yeah. I don't remember either. So.
So later on, I'll listen to the recording and be like, oh, that's so nice.
Exactly, yes. And I do want to remind everyone the readings will be posted up on our website. Yes. You ready for some more?
Let's do it.
Okay, we have Ashley from Gorham texting in. She said, is there anything that you can tell her about the person that she's interested in?
They're kind of like slate where, you know, I'm not feeling... they're not wearing armor, but they're definitely wearing a layer of protection that makes it so that, like, when you love them, you're not necessarily feeling their love back. You're feeling the reflection of your love coming back at you. And they're not doing this intentionally. I feel like they've had layers and layers and layers just built up over time of protection because other people threw daggers. And you're not. I literally see you looking at your hands like, I don't even have fists made out of my hands right now. Keep kind of pecking away at this. They're worth the effort, and I really like who they are. This is going to sound funny. I like who they are as a soul. So ask them. You know, do they feel like they're safe in the relationship? And we'll find a way to say it so you don't sound crazy. But if you can just let them know, like you really aren't there for anything other than you enjoy them, I think they might let some of their guard down.
All right, that one goes out to Ashley from Gorham. We wish her the best of luck, of course.
Yeah, I'm rooting for you on this.
We have Lisa from Berlin texting in. She's wondering what her future holds when it comes to work.
Oh,
any future
that.
For work.
You know what? You just asked me that, and I kind of like popped up like, woo, that feels good. I feel like you like being not the center of attention at all, but you definitely like being needed. So you working in an office would be great. And I don't remember, where did you say she was from?
She was from Berlin.
Oh. Because I know that the Kennett Middle School is looking for a secretary. You'd be awesome at something like that, where you're just kind of doing your thing and you need to be busy. Oh, my God. God forbid you have downtime. You're going to be cleaning the copier. So something where you just keep moving. But when you say work, I get excited for you. So if it's a current job, it feels great. And if you're looking for one, you're going to land in a perfect spot.
Excellent. Good news for Lisa from Berlin.
Thank God. I like saying the good stuff.
Yes, yes, of course. We have Hollis from Maine texting in, wondering if their pups have passed, Lily and Blue, wondering if they're looking over them. Any messages? Hollis thinks about them every day.
Yeah, Lily makes my mouth taste really, really bad. So I'm assuming that she ate poop out of the yard. Like, my mouth just tastes bad. So at the end, her teeth are bad. My mouth just tastes really gross. So if she had the worst breath ever, I can still smell it. And then Blue, I kind of get, he's just looking at me like, what? he doesn't have anything profound to say. He totally is looking at me like, what do you want to do now? But I have to make the decision. It feels like an only child that I have to kind of entertain the whole time. Your pups are totally great. And they're showing me like wringing out a towel, but it means to me they got everything they needed out of this, and they got every ounce of life from this go-round.
Nice. All right, that one goes out to Hollis. We have Megan from Glenn texting in, wondering if her mother has a message for her after all the recent commotion over her passing.
Well, you know, it's interesting. You said your mother, and I instantly see somebody wagging a finger. Nobody's thinking about what your mother would have said. Everybody's going from a place of ego and greed and what they want for themselves. You guys need to step back and say, what would mom do? Like WWMD. And she's got her arms folded. She's completely disgusted. She's not bad, but it's like, what the heck happened? Ugh. You know, it's kind of like, I don't know, it's kind of like they're showing me the image of when they go to blow up an abandoned building. And I feel like it didn't just blow up, it imploded, and now there's a crater, and we have to figure out how we're going to fill the hole.
Okay.
Do it with peace, not anger.
All right, that one goes out to Megan from Glenn. Cindy from Albany is wondering about her mom. Her mom passed away back in September, wondering how she's doing.
Oh, she's good. She's so funny. Her mouth, when she talks, she almost purses her lips a little bit. I do get a pain in my right shoulder down my right hand. My right hand actually feels really cold. So if something was going on with your mom, she's just validating it. And she reminds me of my mom. My mom was all Talbots, all organized, like classy. Your mom is like wearing the nice sort of cable knit, I'm going to say cable knit sweater, but I don't know if that's actually what they're called. But your mom just looks put together. She's wearing a light pink sweater with a white turtleneck and then her gold cross hanging down. And she just feels peaceful. Oh my God, and she's so proud of you. Like, oh my goodness, if you haven't stopped, blah, 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 blah. Okay, I just have to say this to you. You haven't stopped to think about what you have created, and you should, high-five yourself, because you've created something that everybody else didn't think you would do, and you haven't stopped moving to look back in the rearview mirror and be like, wow, I wonder who did that. You did that. Congratulations.
Awesome. So kudos to Cindy from Albany.
Yeah.
That's outstanding.
I'm all happy for her. I'm all excited.
That's really cool. Yeah. We have Kim from Tamworth. She's preparing to move, but all of the sudden, most recent, there's been things flying off of her kitchen table randomly. Any sense on what this is about? Anybody?
It's an urgency. It's like, get out. Get out. Like, move. It's time to move. Sometimes if other people don't like what we're doing or don't want us to move, they will energetically put out there, see, my throat's tight, which means like you're not being able to say what you want to say. People are kind of trying to energetically block you. I don't think they're doing it intentionally, but it's like, oh, that's not going to work. So something happens, and like you could get a flat tire in your car, and it's them accidentally blocking your energy. So clear yourself, imagine light flowing around you, and then get in the car and move. It is time.
Okay.
And that's your grandfather on your father's side who's like, come on, let's go, lady.
There it is. That one goes out to Kim from Tamworth. We have Jody texting in from Wyndham. She says, hey, Sarah, just wanted to see if any of my loved ones are coming through for her to offer advice or support.
They're showing me my Uncle Johnny. So there's a man coming through who I'm assuming is an uncle or your father if his name was Johnny. They make my bladder feel really funny, like my whole lower belly, my bowels, everything feels off. So I'm assuming this is somebody that was incontinent at the end. Oh my goodness, I just totally freaked him out. He's like, oh geez, she saw me. So this is somebody who did not believe in what I do at all. And he's not religious, because the people who are like super religious and this goes against their belief system will usually show me the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit. I was like, nope, I'm not talking to you. So he's not doing that, but he's totally spooked by me. So I guess when you ask the question, that's the guy who comes in first. And then I see a grandmother on your mother's side who is just looking at him, chuckling away like, told you it was real. So if your grandmother used to drink her tea and be like, hey, what do you see in the tea leaves? She's around you as well. And she makes my nose hurt.
Okay, that one goes out to Jody. This is how it works. You text in 603-356-9145, and you can send in a message, and we'll try to get to your reading. We're going to take a quick little break here. You got about 3 minutes. It's all happening here on Magic 104, Today's Hits.
Thanks for waking up with the Magic Morning Show.